At the end of last week, Lubbock County citizens were sold out to the always bigger government crowd, yes, even in a recession, by once admired County Commissioners Chad C. and Jason Corley. Corley and C. voted against adopting a tax rate that was above the no new revenue or effective rate, but they chose not to do what they could to stop the tax increase. Last year, the newly elected commissioners achieved near universal acclaim, not just locally, but statewide, for stopping a county tax increase pushed by the also newly elected judge, Curtis Parrish. C. and Corley utilized the ability to bust a quorum in setting next year's tax rate, which forced the rate to the no new taxes effective rate. This year, while having the same option open to them, they chose to play political games instead of acting to stop the tax increase. I'm told by one of them, the idea was to put Judge Parrish, the Democrat commissioner and the lame duck fake Republican, on record as voting for a tax increase. I don't know about you, but I'd much rather actually stop a tax increase than put Parrish on record as voting for such, as he's openly supported such 2 years in a row. In other words, the move accomplished nothing except put an unneeded tax increase on hard-hit citizens. We know it was unneeded, at least to Corley and C, because they voted against it, or was that just play acting too? Lubbock County Republicans find themselves now with not one dependable conservative in either county or city of Lubbock office. C. and Corley sold voters out and demonstrated, like many, they were willing to say what was needed to get elected, but then after taking office, left the always growing government crowd win with no real fight. Shame on them for tossing their personal integrity. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.